This podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
All right. Welcome back to hour number two of the program. Hope you all are doing well. We are out at the Youth Fair. We're in the Expo Center. And can't see behind us because the Youth Fair sign is in front, but we are right by the helicopter. So if you see the helicopter and a plane, we are right by it here. So check it out and enjoy. Come on by.
We're by Peru.
We're what? We're right by Peru. Exactly. Yes. Yes, they're having their issues there too right now in Peru. What else do we have going on? Trent Sherfield signs a one-year deal with the Bills. Got that going on. I mean, they weren't going to necessarily bring everybody back. Plus, Azukama has got to become a bigger part of the offense. So I would imagine that's why they didn't bring back Sherfield. You know, overall. Let me see some super chats. Let's see. I got the True Finn Fan. Frankie Fresco. Yep, we talked about the wrestling. Thank you, Frankie. Edward Thurston Howell says, all this talk about Cuba, I need to watch Scarface. There we go. Thank you, brother. Knight says, Sherfield playing with fire, making stupid comments. I have not seen any of the comments yet. You'd have to show it to me. Frankie says, Big O, is it true that Sherfield said? I don't know if he said about that. I'm not even going to repeat it, Frankie. I appreciate the super chat because then it's silly because somebody told you. And, you know, if you're asking me if it's true or not, I don't know, bro. I have no idea. I'd have to see it. It doesn't sound like something that he would say. Doesn't sound like he would leave and take a shot at somebody else on his way out when it really has nothing to do with the quarterback anyway. So, but I don't see any quotes here whatsoever. So, don't know what it is. Maybe Sean can find the exact quote. Signing here was a no-brainer, is what he said. That's it. All I see is that it was a no-brainer. Nothing else. I don't see any other comments from it. Again, I don't think, you know, prove myself to be the receiver I can be. Nothing, no shots at Tua. But again, people will say stupid shit, and then, you know, others will then follow suit. So I don't know. I haven't seen anything like that at all. Big O, been 2 years since you told us about your sleep problem. How you doing? I still have a sleep problem. I do some things sometimes at night to help me sleep a little bit. And sometimes I have some luck that I'll get a couple of extra hours in a row that I don't have to get up. Or wake up, but I'm still, yeah, it's still a problem. It'll probably be a problem for me for the rest of my life, unfortunately. Let's see. Sherfield's being taken out of context. He said his first choice was to come back to Miami when they were going in a different direction. He chose the Bills from other teams because of the QB. Okay.
So Matt Perino, who is a Bills beat reporter.
Okay, we got something credible.
He says, Trent Sherfield on his decision to come to Buffalo and play for the Bills with multiple teams in the mix for his services. If you want to be an elite receiver, come play with an elite quarterback.
Okay, that's all.
That's so far all I've seen.
Okay. That's not really a shot. That's just being positive about where he signs. And so here he wasn't going to be signed. So you got to go somewhere where you're going to have a good quarterback. If you don't have a good quarterback, yeah, it could be a problem. The one play in preseason from Eazy makes me think he's going to be a top receiver, and now that he's been developing on top of his skill has me hyped. Well, whatever he did in the preseason was fantastic, but he's now got to do it in the regular season. He's got to figure things out mentally. So, what else do we have? Christian Wilkins is not worth the top DT money. Okay. Pat in Asheville. Yeah, Big O emailed me at 1 a.m. Yes, I do, by the way. I do want him, Pat. I will reach out to you. Okay. Nelson, let's see. He broke the record for tackles. Yeah, I know. Trent Sherfield. Good thing we have Ramsey, too. At least he didn't go to the cruddy Jets. Well, they don't have a quarterback at the moment, so he probably went to where they have a quarterback. I mean, if you're a receiver and you want to go, you know, prove yourself and you want to go make some money, you better go somewhere where they actually throw the ball and they've got somebody that can throw the ball. And I think that's kind of what he was talking about. Because if he probably had a chance to go to some other teams that wasn't Miami, because Miami was moving on, he was probably had a chance to go to other teams that didn't have a great quarterback. And so you've got to go somewhere where they're going to be able to throw the ball and you can at least accumulate the stats you need in order to become the receiver you want to prove to people you are. Because up until this point, he's just been a complimentary receiver. I don't know if maybe he thinks he's got the ability to prove himself to be a one or two or something like that, and that's what he wants, an opportunity to prove that. Again, context. We need it all, and we don't have it. Let's see. Does Sherfield and Barrios kind of cancel each other out? No, actually. I think Sherfield's a better receiver than Barrios, Frankie, but Barrios is the better returner. And I think Barrios is here to be a returner. Ezukama will take over Sherfield's spot. I think that's kind of the way it's going to go. I think. We'll see. Oh, as of right now, where are you leaning for Finns at the 51st pick? Tight end. Tucker Kraft. That's where I'm leaning. Tight end. But again, none of that makes any sense until we get to draft day. And then draft day, I get to see who's coming off the board, and then I'll have a better feel for what's going to be there at 51. You know what I'm saying? We're still kind of guessing, but if you want me to guess, Tucker Kraft is the guy that I'm going to go get my dynamic tight end. That's what I need on this offense. I need a dynamic tight end. Yes, dynamic executive producer Sean Stanley.
Xavien Howard.
Yeah, what about him?
Some news.
We got news.
On his case.
Oh, please tell me it's good.
The anonymous accuser who sued my client for transmitting genital herpes has permanently dropped what we proved was a fabricated lawsuit. Xavien Howard never had genital herpes in the first place. The entire basis of her lawsuit was a literal impossibility. His accuser nevertheless lobbed out defamatory, absurd, and knowingly false claims as one of several unsuccessful attempts to extort money from him.
Okay, so wait a minute. Are you telling me she doesn't have genital herpes, or are you telling me that X got lucky that he had sex with her and did not catch genital herpes from her?
It's saying Xavien Howard never had genital herpes.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. What I'd like to know is, does she really have genital herpes?
Well, maybe Xavier might want to go get tested.
Any of you guys want to find out if she has really genital herpes? You know, do you want to find out? Because I don't, personally. You know, I have no interest in any of that. But if any of you out there want to test her, go for it.
And it said Xavien is considering various legal action against this fabricator who ratified her made-up claims by reporting on them will also report Xavien's exoneration.
All right, so Xavien Howard does not have genital herpes, okay? So guys don't have to run away from him in the locker room anymore. But I hope he sues this bitch. Like, I hope he sues her for every penny she has. I hope Howard leaves her homeless and under a bridge. Every one of these people on earth that go and accuse famous people because they're trying a money grab. We need those people to pay serious prices. If they can't go to jail and you have the power like X has right now, if I'm X, I am suing this bitch for everything and anything that she owns. Anything and everything she owns. Yes. Crush her. That's what I would do. Crush her. I hope he does that. I hope he doesn't let up. All right? She says she contracted it after they slept together almost a year. Yeah, well, whatever it is,
The lawyer reiterated, because somebody before it says, if your lawyer says you definitely don't have, then that means you definitely have. And he says, I'll reiterate again. Xavien Howard does not.
Well, that's why he won the case.
Obviously,
they put a blood test like, here, we don't have general herpes, so how can we give her general herpes?
So it's just one of those things where...
Right? So that's... Obviously, they don't have it because he won the case. That's how the case is, like, settled right away. Like, Your Honor, we had several blood tests here. He doesn't have general herpes. We don't know what she's talking about. So if she has it, she got it from somewhere else, not from him. That's it. It's impossible to get general herpes from somebody that doesn't have it. Your Honor, thank you. Case closed. Boom. You're out. You're done. I hope they sue the hell out of her. Seriously. I hope she's so broke. I hope she has to work for X for the next 20 years. Okay? That's what I hope. Because that's... I'm for all athletes and entertainers and politicians and all those famous kind of people that they're, you know, this happens all the time that they go after them and they, with these false, accusations. Why? Because they want a money grab. So I hope X sues the hell out of her, man. Can you ask Cater at 5 p.m. who's his favorite Dolphin player of all time? You make it sound like he's this lifelong Dolphins fan. I don't know that for a fact. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Where's he from?
I forgot what part of Africa he's from.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of the country that he had to get a lottery to get the hell out.
He had to win a lottery in order
to get the hell out. I doubt he was a Dolphins fan, Frankie. You know what I mean? I don't think... That's a question that will carry any merit for him, because you've got to be like a real Dolphins fan, like for a long time, to say, okay, this is my favorite Dolphin of all time. I don't think that that's something that goes with him, to be quite honest.
DJ Fluker, have you seen him?
Yeah. Yeah, what about him?
Look at this guy. Look at him now. He's lost weight. He's down under 330.
Wow.
Offensive lineman. I had to look up to make sure.
But he's out of football, right? Or is he? Did he finally get a contract?
He said he's working out at the pro day, at Alabama pro day.
Oh, okay.
So.
Because he's had injuries.
Man, he looks.
Yeah, he looks good.
Monsters.
Yeah, he looks good. He looks good. He's had the injuries. That's why. For lawsuits, people who are innocent need to counter and sue more instead of just being relieved. Exactly. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I hope X sues the crap out of her. He should. Back in ancient Rome, if you were found guilty of lying, they would cut off your tongue. Okay. Big O, list of gold diggers is endless. I know, I've got so many. Is it the Ivory Coast? I'm not exactly sure. You know what? Strafasi? I think he's the one that's right. Côte d'Ivoire. That is Ivory Coast, right? You know what? Look it up. Look it up. You might be right. Côte d'Ivoire. It is? You all right? There you go.
He's from Abidjan.
Oh, he's from Abidjan? Oh, so he's from Abidjan, but... Okay, so he's from Abidjan, and in Côte the Ivory Coast of Abidjan, right, or something like that. Anyway, Cater's favorite player is Cater. Probably. It's probably it. X's attorney will ask for a summary judgment. Well, now, see, now, EJ, you're getting, like, very lawish on me. I don't know. See, now you're, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're probably right. I have no idea. Oh, if you were marrying someone now and you were wealthy, would you have them sign a prenup? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yes, and yes, and yes, and yes again. Hell yeah. No doubt. Big O, I'm so glad Xavier Howard got his name cleared, but him being falsely accused and slander damaged X more than anything else. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, X has had his own issues that he's brought upon himself, but in this case, I hope he sues the crap out of him, bro. You know? Definitely. I also hope Irving wins his lawsuit as well. You can't even tap someone on the shoulder nowadays. Well, that video is a joke. I saw that video. It doesn't seem like he did anything wrong in that video. So I that to me, that one I didn't understand whatsoever. Just like if you live in Dade and Broward County, and you need some work on your home or your business, I don't understand if you don't call EJD Construction and call Eric. Great people, man. 305-433-4843, EJD Construction. Go to the Instagram page and check it out at EJD Construction. You can see a lot of the work that they've done throughout South Florida, throughout Dade and Broward County, for a lot of our listeners out there, folks. 305-433-4843. They're fully insured, liability and workers' comp. They use Shell Construction in-house. That's how they keep the cost down. Man, let me tell you something. This is not a handyman. We're talking about major projects. We're talking about custom home construction, major home remodeling. You know, one of our listeners needed their home remediated after a fire. They did that. Another one of our listeners needed to... a couple of our listeners have had to update their roofs, because now if your roof is over 20 years old, insurance companies, well, there's another requirement you need to keep your roof up to date. EJD Construction can do that. Another one of our listeners wanted an observation deck. He built that. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. All kinds of construction. You need to modernize your kitchen. You want to gut it all out and put in a new kitchen. They can do that for you. You need to add an addition to your home. Maybe you want to build an efficiency. Maybe you want to build another apartment in your home because you want to use it as an Airbnb, or you want to rent it out or something like that. They can build those things for you also. EJDConstruction.com. In fact, one of our listeners in Miami, I believe, is actually building an efficiency in their home that they're going to rent out, because that's another thing that people are doing with bigger properties. They're adding more so they can actually rent it out and produce more money off of their property. Why not have somebody else pay for your mortgage? So it's pretty smart, some of you out there that do that kind of stuff. Call EJD Construction, 305-433-4843. A summary judgment is when there are no facts in the dispute and a decision by the judge is requested. A jury is there to decide on the matters of fact. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Did not know that. Scott Paulus says, Brandon Schell, Melvin Ingram are players I think Miami should re-sign. Or are we satisfied as is with the free agents signed and no more? Scott, I doubt they're done, okay? But it's just one of those where you guys got to be patient. It just started. So let's wait till the process is actually over. So once we're done with the draft, then we'll know all the things that they've added pretty much. But there's still some time left. What do you say?
Malik Reed was signed a while ago, right?
The linebacker?
Yeah, he was agreed to a contract.
Yes,
before, I mean, right?
On Friday, I believe.
Okay, no, because they just sent out 6 minutes ago So I wanted to make sure that.
Well, they just.
No, they just. Was the Tua they physically thing. Probably had him there and signed, but I was just like, wait a minute.
All right, today they did the Tua thing. They officially picked up the fifth-year option and all that when they were already going to do it. Malik Reed signed on Friday. They also signed punter Jack Bailey. They re-signed River Craycraft, and they signed cornerback Nick Needham also. And then there's a report, I believe Barry Jackson had it, that they were interested in offensive tackle George Fant. Those are some of the things that have gone on. And yes, and Randy's also right. Bitcoin reached over 28,000 over the weekend. Where are the crypto haters now? Funny how now is the banks with all the uncertainty going forward. People need to wake up. No, I know, crypto. Yeah, Bitcoin, yeah, it's so volatile. My God. Yeah, no, of course, and our banking system isn't volatile at all. You know, it's just so stupid. It's just a problem. You know what happens, Randy, and you get it, obviously, but the problem is that a lot of people don't do their homework, and then they repeat stupid shit. Let me give you a great example. So Bitcoin explodes from 8,000 in, I believe it was like March of 2020 to May of 2021. It went all the way up to 67,000. So then you've got the people that don't know nothing about investing. Okay, listen to me. Well, Bitcoin was at 67,000. Why is it so good? It's down now. Okay. All right, dumbass. Obviously, you don't invest. So you think something goes from 50 cents to $50 and then it stays there? Do you think it's normal to something jump from 50 cents to $50? You think it's normal for something to jump from 8,000 to 67,000? Just wondering. Anybody think that? Because if you do, you're really stupid and you have no idea what investing is like. So something might go from $5 to $8 or 10, and maybe it'll hold. Okay, maybe it'll hold, or maybe it'll retract a little bit, consolidate a little bit. But nothing that goes from $8,000 to $67,000 is going to hold. But the naivete of folks out there, they look at it as a defect. Instead, you're supposed to look at it like, wow, what asset class in the world? Diamonds can't do that. Gold can't do that. There's no asset class in the world. Amazon can't do it. Microsoft can't do it. They don't even get to 8,000, much less get to 67,000. So then it's supposed to come back, and it does. And it didn't go back to 8, it went to 16.5. And then it went back to climbing again. And it might climb to 80,000 this time, or 100,000. Do you think it's going to stay there, or do you think it's going to come back a little bit? Probably will. Do you think it'll go back down to 16.5? No, probably go back down to 30 maybe, because you won't see 16.5 again. The next time it explodes, the next time there's a bull run, you'll have a higher high and you'll have a higher low, whatever that low may be. Now, there is one theory that I saw. A gentleman by the name of Anthony Pompiliano, and he's pretty good. He's very smart, knows his stuff. He had a very interesting explanation why Bitcoin at that time jumped to 57,000. 67,000, I'm sorry. Do you know what his explanation was? He thought the big money buyers, they thought inflation and a recession was coming. So they went and bought the Bitcoin to battle the recession. But when they found out that the recession did not come, then they sold back. And guess what could be coming? The recession. okay? Because banks now are going to have to stop raising rates. Even if they raise one more time, they're going to have to do a quick pivot on the next one, and they're going to have to start coming down, and they're going to start printing money again, which, of course, will devalue the dollar even more and will create inflation and recession and all kinds of crap, which could also trigger Bitcoin to rise again to higher highs than 67,000. So, oh, we've got some stuff here. Wait a minute. We're being surprised. So, we're going to use Sean as the guinea pig. Okay. All right. So, first of all, somebody's got to take the mic and explain what we're doing here, because we're going to have Sean. Okay. What's the gentleman's name? Huh? Sebastian. All right, so Sebastian, how you doing, my brother? You doing good?
Sensational. Happy to be here.
You're damn right, bro. Come on. We're at the youth fair. It's a beautiful thing.
That's right. It's a world of fun.
All right, so you guys have brought us some new things. Take some pictures of this stuff here. Are you getting the camera out now? Okay, we're going to get a camera out now so you guys can see it on YouTube and see what's going on. So what do we got? What are these two things that you brought here to try?
So this first one is part of Miller & Company Concessions. It's their pickle lemonade.
Oh, yeah. He's been dying to try the pickle
lemonade. Oh, yeah. We've gotten mixed reviews. You know, some people love him. Some people hate it.
I could never drink it.
So it's freshly squeezed lemonade with the dill pickle juice.
Right.
See? It's the perfect ratio. You get your electrolytes in. You're refreshed. You're ready to go out and have a world of fun.
Okay. You had me at lemonade. You lost me at the pickle juice. But this guy actually likes pickle juice. So, you know, he's twisted in that way. So something tells me he's going to end up liking this thing.
I mean, I've heard some people really like it and they come back for a second cup.
Okay.
So.
And that could be Sean when we're done here with the show. He might go back and get the pickle lemonade now, folks. All right. So this is what we're going to try now, the pickle lemonade.
You might. I think you should. Yeah.
I think you should try it first before you take the big swig. Okay. There you go. All right. So he is trying the pickle lemonade now. Dude, he's taking a huge swig. He's loving it. Hey, Mikey. He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
It's a hit.
It's a hit?
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up, huh?
No, it's, what's weird with it is.
Describe, please.
As you're drinking it down, you taste the lemonade. Once you stop, then you taste the pickle hits once you stop.
Really?
Yeah, but since I love pickles, it doesn't, I mean, yeah, this is great.
Okay, all right. So the pickle lemonade, we're getting a two thumbs up from Sean, okay? So what's this next concoction you guys have brought over that's got a 9 3/4?
This one's from CLK Enterprises Concession. It's our Wizard's Deep Fried Milkshake.
Yeah.
So this one's basically deep-fried butterscotch ice cream. Deep-fried butterscotch ice cream covered in caramel sauce topped with a flavored whipped cream topping.
I'm on the air for a couple of hours. You guys get my stomach going in the wrong direction. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I got to be very careful. I've been doing this for 30 years. I have to be very careful at what I do on the air because it's happened to me before.
Good for the heart.
Oh, it's good for the heart. There we go. So this, so say it again. Describe again. This is the fried
milkshake. Deep fried milkshake. So it's butterscotch ice cream covered in caramel sauce and topped with flavored whipped cream.
Is that a marshmallow?
No, flavored whipped cream. Flavored whipped cream.
Deep fried. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a deep fried milkshake.
Everything that comes in a milkshake just.
Oh, dude, and he is taking like a huge bite. Oh God.
I personally rate this one a 3 thumbs up.
Really?
But that's just me, you know.
Okay.
Thumbs, toes, everything?
Oh, he loves it. Sean loves it. There you go.
Try it.
Good
for the heart.
No. Not going to do it. Wow. Oh, he loves it. Oh, you guys made him happy. Nice job by you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Is there more stuff coming?
Way to go. Because it's what did you say again? What's inside again?
It's our butterscotch ice cream, deep fried and covered with butterscotch caramel sauce and topped with whipped cream.
Right. See, I'm not a butterscotch guy either. Super picky. So, yeah. Yeah, no, well, hey, listen, I'm a fat guy. I love fried food, too, but not that one right there. But that, yeah, there you go. So, folks, now you've got two dishes that you got to try here when you come to the youth fair. And we are going to be giving away two family four-packs today on the show. We got to decide how we're going to give it away. All right, so what else you got? You guys got for us that we should try, just in case? Tell folks.
So we have a whole range of, like, I think we have over 15 new foods. Every year we kind of add to that list. We add to that list, and we have from crazy New Mexican street corn pizza to Miami Cuban funnel cake sandwich. It's like there's just variety here. Anything you could imagine, I'm pretty sure we got something for you.
Okay. I can't wait. I'm going to have my funnel cake when I finish the show.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to try.
Notice how when I'm going to have it when I finish the show.
He's a smart guy.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But I definitely recommend a Cuban funnel cake sandwich, because that one is just like a Cuban sandwich, but just with, instead of the buns, it's funnel cake topped with a guava.
Oof.
Delicious.
Okay. Yeah, that's another one I got to take home.
Oh, yeah.
Sebastian, thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. And all right, so you guys, any other things you got, bring them over because Sean will try them. I may try some of them, like the Cuban sandwich one.
That one's delicious.
That we'll one I will try eventually.
Put some stuff together and come and surprise you guys in a bit.
All right, you got it. Appreciate you. Right. Thank you, Sebastian. Thank you. Appreciate you. We're out here at the youth fair. We'll be out here again next Wednesday, 4 to 7 p.m., and the following Wednesday, 4 to 7 p.m. out here having some fun at the youth fair, watching Sean try some of this food. Damn, dude. Always avoiding cagaleras. That's it. That's, you know, yeah, bro. You know, it's, you know, you got to avoid the cagalera. You know, it's just some of that, like that thing there, that would give me the cagalera. Yeah. You got to be strategic when you do these things. You know what I'm saying? Sean's got the iron stomach. He's having some more of it. Look at him. Oh, deep fried ice cream, good for the heart. Yep, exactly. Heart attack while dumping. Big O will not try those dishes, but will eat a hot dog that probably was sitting there for more than a week. No, actually, it wasn't sitting there. It was freshly made. It was. They don't, at Dairy Queen, they don't have them like on a thing. They actually like probably boiled it right there, and then they probably didn't boil it enough. It's probably what it is. You know? It's good, huh? The pickled lemonade is good? There you go. And you got a cup and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a youth fair cup, too.
Youth fair cup, too, yeah.
Actually, two, because you got that mug. It's a nice little mug, too. It's not bad.
I really didn't know what to expect because I've heard the mixed reviews on the pickled lemonade.
Yeah, there's no way I could like that.
It's not. I mean, it's no, you got that pickle flavor. So if you don't like pickles at all,
I mean, I don't mind pickles. You know what I mean? But not the juice. No.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Let's see. Willie's there. Says Big O, I am celebrating my 47th birthday with you, my brother. Well, thank you, Willie. Happy birthday to you, my man. May you have 147 more, my friend. Enjoy yourself out there in Colombia, right? I think if I'm correct, you're out in Colombia, Willie. Let's see. Why don't we eat a pound of butter while we're at it? Yeah,
bring it.
Let's go. That Cuban sandwich is going to kill you. Yeah, but, you know, that one's worth dying. Sounds like it's worth dying. Let's see. Medellin says, yes, indeed, the iron belly. But we got to be strategic indeed. You got to be, bro. You got to be. Sean, take it easy. We still want to see the wrestling show tomorrow. He's ready to go.
I'll be cramping up right
now. Alarmo's not worried. He looks worried, but he's calm and cool and collective. They had to kill the raccoon and squirrel first before boiling that hot dog. Probably. God, that thing was... My God, that was an experience of a lifetime. Man, I now know what a fire hydrant feels like when you open it up. Sean is in the bathroom close to... Yes, actually, the bathroom is about 25 feet away from us. So, but he's not going to need it. He's fine. He's got that ironclad stomach. I don't. I don't have that ironclad stomach. I eat that kind of stuff, and that's going to be playing with me that, you know. And they give you the straw so the milkshake and stuff melts. You can drink the... There you go. They think of it all there. Big O, what would you ride, that plane or I don't know if you can ride those planes or helicopters, bro. I don't know if they're still, like, good to fly. I mean, a Cessna, I'll fly. I used to fly those Cessnas. I got a pilot's license and everything. I never used it. And I went and studied for it. I passed it, the test, and then I never used it. So terrible, man. I went through it all. When you're young and you're in the high school times and just getting out of high school, I know it happens to a lot of us, and it happened to me. It was like a real struggle to find your way and figure out what you want to do in life. You know what I mean? That's a challenge for all of us. It's so easy. Those of you that were able to study in school for something and it's what you wanted to do and you ended up doing it, God bless you, man. God bless you, because so many of us struggle that you're trying to figure out and find your way in life. You know what I mean? And that was one of the things that my dad goes, well, why don't you try to be a pilot? And I said, well, why not? I'll try that. What the hell? And going through the process, I realized, yeah, I don't want to really spend my time in the plane, in the planes all the time and flying around. That's not really what I want to do. And so I think I got like a 94 on the test and everything. Like, I got a really good score on the test. I remember, huh? I was like a top gun, yeah. I was a top gun of Cessnas, 152s and 172s. If I remember correctly, the 152 is the two-seater, the 172 is the four-seater, if I remember correctly. But anyway, so yeah, I went through that and I never even used it. Just one of those things. It's so tough in life when you're young. And it's something that I think young people, when you're in that moment, you almost feel like nobody else is going through that, right? And you almost feel like maybe your parents can't really relate to you, because you think your parents like found their calling like right away. And that doesn't happen to a lot of us. It takes a while to kind of figure out what you want to do. It's always a challenge. Yes, sir.
We can get us a Cessna 172 for the show.
Really?
Yeah, they got one here for sale. Red and white.
For how much?
$145,000.
That all? It's a drop in the well.
That's just to get it. Then we got to store it. And then.
That's all right. Between Brett, EJ Barro, and Ray Sosa, they can make a quick donation in $140,000.
Then we can have remotes everywhere. We can just fly into town and set up. And
that's it. I love it. Brett says that pink lemonade might just grow hair on Sean's dome.
Oh, I see.
He says he's shaving it off every day now. Did you happen to get your license in the 80s? Yes, I did. I got it. It was 83? Might have been 84? 84. I think it was like 84 when I got my license. Or 85. No, it was like 85. Yeah, it was like 85. Because I think I was 18 years old. So at 85, I was either 18 or 19. No, 18. Eight, 19, actually, right? Right around there. So, yeah, it was like 85, I think it was. Yeah. But I never used it. I graduated. I got my license. Never got in a plane again. How crazy is that? You go through the test and all that. You know, and let me tell you something. The final test... is some scary shit, okay? Because have I told this story on the air? Have you heard it? So I'm finishing up, right? I got my written course and all that. I did it. And so the last test is you having to fly and land the plane 3 times by yourself, right? And so my instructor, she gets out of the plane. It was a woman, actually, that was my instructor. It was hard to concentrate in that plane all the time, I got to admit. When you got a pair of 44Ds staring at you all the time, it's hard. I got to tell you, when you're a horny 18-year-old. Anyway, so she gets off the plane right in the middle of the runway there in Opa-locka Airport. And I take off. And, you know, taking off is like the easiest thing, actually. It's not really that hard to take off. So I take off, and I'm circling, you know, the Opa-locka Airport. And then I've got to land and take off 3 times. Okay? Because you got to, you know, you got to prove that you can land and take off. And that's part of your testing. You know, you've done it a whole bunch of times with your instructor next to you. But then when she leaves and you're by yourself, you're like, holy shit, I've got to do this by myself, you know? And, man, I got to tell you, dude, that's the scariest thing I have ever done in my life, is fly a plane by yourself for the first time. By the way, and the only time, no. I think about it, because after I passed the test, I never got another plane again. But yeah, that was a hell of a moment for me. I got to tell you, that's one of those. And after you do that, you really feel you can do anything. Because man, that is, you got your life in your hands right away. Nuts. All right, what else do we have here? EJ Barros says, made a Bitcoin donation on Cash App. Everybody listen to what I say. Better to burn out than fade away. All right. A little Def Leppard. I like it. She had big toys. Yes, she had big toys. She had two humongous toys. And that was one of those deals. Well, thank you, EJ. Let me see. On Cash App or Venmo, did you make a Bitcoin donation? Because I don't see it. I don't see the Bitcoin donation. By the way, Bitcoin is, where are we at right now? Just under 28,000 right now. Kicking that ass. Thank you, EJ Barro. I'll keep looking for it, but I haven't seen it yet. All right, let's get ready for hour number 3. Ira Winderman joins us to talk a little Heat basketball for hour number 3 on the Big O Radio Show.